Mexico dealer, the best friend your car ever had, presents the Milton Berle Show. Milton Berle Show, with Arnold Stang, Kurt Kelton, Jack Albertson, Charlie Irving, Johnny Gibson, our singing star, Kay Armand, the music of Alan Roth, and yours truly, Frank Gallant. Ladies and gentlemen, this week the baseball season was opened as President Truman threw out the first ball.
That's right.
We now present a foul Berle Texaco would like to throw out. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Please, let's not make too much noise, please. You're liable to wake up the New York Giants. Baseball. I love it. I really love it. Even when I was a small kid, the big boys let me play baseball with them. They had to. My stomach was first base. Leo DeRocher, he is back in good shape again. He just recovered from a serious operation. He had an umpire's nose removed from his mouth. Actually, though, I have no favorite New York ball team. Today I saw the Dodgers and the Giants game. You saw it, too? I just enjoyed myself, that's all. I was just like watching my mother-in-law and my landlord trying to knock each other's brains out. I wish them both good luck. What an impressive ceremony in Washington when President Truman officially opened the season. How Harry rooted and cheered for the Senators, but it did him no good. He still can't get Congress to play ball with him. Oh, but my mother loves baseball. She's at every game, shouting all the time. Sometimes she gets so excited she forgets what she's selling. After all, somebody's got to sell the peanuts that I work for, you know. Where's Mr. Gallup? Oh, Mr. Gallup.
What is it, Berle?
Well, Berle.
Sounds like the second chorus of Asleep in the Deep just before the baritone blows a gasket. Come on, Mr. Gallup. Now, join the program. The audience missed you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
What's that?
They'll miss you and hit me.
isn't that sweet of Mr. Gallup? Isn't it? You know, he carried that egg around since Easter just to lay it here tonight. You just... Fine, keep it going. There's scattered applause tonight, you know. No individual laughing tonight. You just don't appreciate me, Mr. Gallup. What's the difference, Mr. Gallup, between my jokes and the other radio comedians' jokes?
About 24 hours.
Oh, Mr. Gallup, you're a gem, really. You're a gem, and your nose looks more like a Gillette. Get a load of that beak. The last time I saw a nose like that, it was fencing with Errol Flynn. Mr. Gallup, I don't mean to insult you. You know that, don't you? Sure. I mean, I'm just trying to encourage you just to put some weight on. Put some weight on. Look at me.
Well, that explains one mystery.
One mystery? What's that?
When they took the pot of gold off the air, I know who got the pot.
Don't, now, please. Oh, you clever, clever boy. Boy, I keep calling him. Gallup remembers the Yankees when they had a dinosaur playing second base. But on with our salute to baseball tonight.
To spread the American game of baseball throughout the world, foreign announcers this year broadcast the opening games to their respective countries. We take you to the broadcasting booth of Yankee Stadium to hear Cecil Berle, England's ace sportscaster.
Cheerio, cheerio, and pip-pip and all that sort of stuff. Hi-ho, England. This is Cecil broadcasting an American baseball game. Apparently, American baseball does not pay very much money because the players are owing well, don't go away. I've got something in my mouth. English money. You can tell by the pound. Many of my... Thank you very much. Don't applaud. Don't! Stay asleep. Many of my English friends are here today. There is the Duke of Yorkshire. Hello, Duke.
Hello, Cecil.
My mistake. It's the Duchess of Yorkshire. The crowd's very aroused. Chap by the name of Johnny Myers at the platter. By Jove, evidently he just did something.
He did. The cat. The brute. What did he do? Isn't that dreadful? Isn't that a shame? He struck a cow. He struck a poor, defenseless cow. I was just informed he hit a four-bagger.
In the very next booth is the French sports announcer, Henri Pierre Berle, broadcasting the game to France.
J'ai jamais revenu comme ça de l'épreuve dans les quartiers. Bonjour, monsieur, mesdames. J'ai vraiment de la constater, avant d'entendre mon pélisseur, and all the ships at sea.
Now, this is Henri Pierre, and for the benefit of my fellow Frenchman, I will explain the game of baseball.
J'ai vraiment de la constater,
Boys, it is like the Folies Bergère, only here they have only four bags. But the game... Come on, wake up, laugh. Can I laugh? But the game here is just about starting. Ah! With my binoculars, I am following the ball. It lands in a box seat. In the box seat is a gentleman with a beautiful blonde. The gentleman throws the ball back. For the benefit of my fellow Frenchman, I will keep my binoculars on the blonde. Ah, but the game starts. The batter... He is trying to get to first base. So is the gentleman with the blonde. Je me rends de l'esprit. Eh bien, it's un procédé. Ah, wait, hold it. Jérémie le chanteur. Here comes the pitch. She still says no. Eh bien, rends de l'esprit. And if it was a Frenchman sitting there with the blonde.
Eh, le bon de l'esprit. Mon de l'esprit.
No score. The stands are packed solid. They are packed solid, but not like the blonde. Stay tuned to this broadcast, and later I am going to interview Mr. Bert Schotten, the head of the Dodgers. So you better not go away, or I'll give you all a shot in the head.
Even in far-off China, millions are hearing the game shortwave to them by announcer Chu Chan Burl.
To me here at Yangtze Stadium. BMT. Get off 161st Street. Okay, game starting.
I haven't the least idea what the hell is going on here.
Now explain baseball to my fellow Chinese. A man throwing rice cake at man holding big noodle. A man hit rice cake with noodle. Everybody must sugar. And now, here a word for my sponsor, the Otongu, as I Sapo and Sons. Better known as the Chuckling Chinese. Otongu, you saw bargain 1922 SX convertible rickshaw. Radio and heater, hydromatic ashtray. Remember address, corner, Edo, Agesha, Adomi, and Oyabar Street. It is a candy store. Ask for Sussman.
You. That was part of April Showers, just a drip, played by Alan Roth and his home run orchestra. And the minute that they start playing, you want to run for home. Come on, he's a great orchestra leader. I told him that the orchestra needed more brass, so this week they went out and bought a spittoon. Well, on. I'm kidding. On with our next Texaco feature. We continue our salute to baseball as we present.
Baseball Forum tonight. The question. Should Milton Berle become a baseball player just because some of his relatives are double-headers?
Thank you, Mr. Gallup. You're in there pitching, and that last one was a real sinker. Now, let us... The tea is silent. I'll explain that for you, please. Now, let us have some questions from the audience. All right, this young man in the first row who's been watching too many fights on television and has cauliflower eyes. Young man, tell me, what is your name?
My name is Artie Shaw.
Artie Shaw?
Stop simulating surprise. I'm not the Artie Shaw who's trying to build a harem the hard way.
I see.
I'm single.
You say you're single?
Yeah, who needs a wife? Who needs those loving kisses? Who needs that kitschy-kitschy cooing?
Yeah, who needs it?
I do. What's the matter? I should have in my bleak and dreary existence a little love and ecstasy?
No, look, Artie, would you do...
Artie! I just took the name Artie Shaw, so maybe I'll get some of his surplus.
All right. Have you a question about baseball?
What do you think I raised my hand for? What is this, a schoolroom or something?
No, look, you don't understand. Have you got a question?
I got a question.
Well, tell me.
What's all this subversive mishmash about us baseball fans all being crazy?
Well, that's...
I'm watching the game, see? Quietly screaming my head off, see? So a little ice cream drips from my chin. Zing! They're testing me for hydrophobia.
Now, look,
we get no respect. I'm sitting with my girl in the stands, behaving like a pipe of gum, you understand?
Yeah.
Suddenly, the guy in front of me cuts loose with a string of dirty words.
Dirty words?
In front of an innocent Brooklyn girl, he says, "Hooray for DeRosa."
That's terrible.
And those umpires, they're getting so touchy. Yesterday, I yell a few words at one. Zing, I'm thrown out of the park. When President Truman said it, that was all right.
Now, wait a minute. Now, please. Please, young man, please.
I'm tired of being pointed at as a screwball. I'm sick of being laughed at. Sick, ill. I yell.
Now, wait a minute. I understand. Young man, you want to be treated like a normal, intelligent person.
That's right.
Now, what is your question?
Where can I get a picture of Cookie Lamagetto tattooed on my...
Cookie? Boy has to learn the alphabet. Hey, you're adorable. And speaking of adorable people, here, let's hear from the ladies, all right? The woman in the first row shaking the nuts out of her squirrel coat. Madam, step up and tell me, what is your name?
Paloola Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
Are you interested in baseball?
Not me. It's that jerky husband of mine. He ain't got out of that baseball suit he wears for 3 years. He's getting to be a regular Bob Smeller.
Your husband is a great baseball fan?
He's nuts. Yesterday, while he was watching the game, he got up from his seat and went charging after the ball. He was cut to ribbons.
He was cut to ribbons?
Yeah, he was watching the game on television.
Oh, I see. Your husband sees a lot of games?
Yeah, he's got a head for baseball.
A head for baseball?
Yeah, I can get it through a knot hole.
Your husband has a small head?
Small? When I give him a haircut, I gotta use an egg cup.
It's really narrow, eh?
He's the only man who can look through a keyhole with both eyes.
Did your husband ever play baseball?
He was a star pitcher for the Pitkin Polecats.
Well, let me understand. A pitcher for the Pitkin Polecats?
Yeah, with him on the mound, the batters just kept fanning.
The batters kept fanning?
With my husband near you, you got to keep the air circulating.
I am. Your husband's really crazy about baseball?
It's awful. He turned the whole house into a baseball field. He got a diamond in the living room. The dining room's the grandstand, the kitchen's the bleachers.
Where's the dugout?
Don't ask.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Feeney. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our honored baseball guest. He's baseball's most terrific slugger, that tough fighting cyclone of the diamond, jolting Joe Featherfield, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Featherfield.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Thank you for this precious opportunity to say hi-ho to the loyal fans who have followed my career from the time I was with the bums in Brooklyn to Milton Berle, the biggest bum of them all.
Mr. Featherfield, it's truly amazing how you thrill the crowds with your spectacular, breathtaking play.
How about
tell us, Joe, what was your best year in baseball?
1930.
Yeah?
I got married, and they made me the Rookie of the Year.
They did? Because you got married, they voted you the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah. They took one look at my wife and said I got the worst rooking of the year.
But tell us, where did you meet your wife?
At Yankee Stadium. She was in charge of the bats.
In charge of the bats?
Yeah. She led the formation when they flew over the stadium.
Did your wife play baseball?
Yeah, but she had to give it up. She kept losing the ball in her beard.
Wait a minute. Let me understand. Your wife has a beard?
Yes, yeah, she played with a bush league.
Was she a good player?
Oh, yes, indeed he do.
What?
Yes, indeed he do.
We should make a whole program out of that one line.
In one game, the other team was leading, and she came thundering down from third base and slid home.
She wiped out the lead?
She wiped out the grand?
Thank you very much, Mr. Featherfield. And now here she is, our singing star, the Texaco Thrush, Kay Armand, to sing...
Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder, tap her on the shoulder, say you'd like to hold her. Johnny, get your girl, walk her in the moonlight, if you've got no moonlight, talk about the June night. Don't wait for introductions, don't be so formal. Just step right up and do the thing that's normal. Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder. Get a little bolder, give romance a whirl. Don't let another Johnny get your girl.
You better sing a little louder next week. We almost heard the orchestra. I'm only kidding. But tonight, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're discussing baseball. And I got to tell you what happened to me this week. You know, I'd been feeling a little run down and, you know, overworked in television and radio. And I dropped in to see my doctor, Dr. Wiggerson. And he told me to relax, to take in a baseball game with my little son, Junior. Well, luckily, Junior is home from reform school. They have a holiday. It's Dillinger's birthday. So Junior and I, we went to Ebbets Field.
Ticket, this way, ticket.
Here you are for my son and I, box seats, right next to the dugout. Come, Junior. Junior. Junior! Stop biting that old lady's leg.
Stop biting that old lady's leg. I'll give you a shot in the head.
Quiet! Oh, what these kids pick up on the radio and television from those comedians. Let's go to our box seats.
Hey, Pop, look who's coming.
Oh, no.
Hi, Milty.
Oh, Sam and Martha Harrison.
The minute I saw you, I said to Martha, there's Milty Burr. He'll sit with us. Isn't that what I said, Martha?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Martha. I didn't recognize you in that catcher's mask. Sit with you, Sam. I just came here to relax.
We've got two extra tickets. Why sit among strangers? And besides, I'd like to have someone to talk to besides Marva.
I suppose that's a break.
Yes.
Okay, where are the seats? What's the difference? Let's try it.
Oh,
Sam, how much higher do we have to go?
Just a little higher, Mildred.
Oh, no. Look, Sam, I just want to see who's pitching for the Dodgers, not who's flying for the American Airlines. I've never been so high in all my life.
Oh, yeah. How about New Year's Eve?
Quiet. You with that screaming. What are you yelling about? Here I hit you on the top of the head and I ran the point right through my hand. Sam, tell me, how much higher?
Here they are. Okay, let's sit down.
Play ball!
Oh, gee, it's nice and quiet. The game's starting. Who's at bat, Junior?
Pee-wee Reese of the Dodgers.
Mm. From this seat, they're all Pee-wees.
There goes the first pitch.
Well, what happened? What was it? What was it?
Ball one.
Just ball one? I wonder what would happen if it was a strike.
Here's the next pitch.
See you right.
Now I know. My nerves. Sam, this is too violent for me. I better go home.
Oh, Mildy, relax. Get into the spirit of the game. Come on, Pee Wee, let's go, boy. Hit him off, follow the ball. Go, go, go!
Martha, please. Martha, don't get excited, please. Martha, don't get excited. I better relax, just like the doctor said.
Okay, Pop, get me a hot dog.
A hot dog? Junior, I am not running all the way down into the stands for a hot dog.
You're kidding.
Junior, you understand, Daddy is a sick man.
Yes, Junior, your daddy's in no condition to go up and down those stairs for just one hot dog.
Thank you, Sam.
So, to make your trip worthwhile, Milty,
yeah,
get one for me, too.
Yeah. But, Sam...
Martha, make it two.
Oh, no. All right, I'll go. And if, Junior, if I don't come back, my insurance policy is in the cookie jar. Right next to the autographed picture of Henny Youngman. Here goes. Well, I'll just... Three hot dogs.
There you are.
Thank you very much. My lungs. Just a few more steps. Oh, no. I knew I forgot something.
What is it, sir?
Mustard.
There.
Thank you.
We're over here, Pop.
I made it. Here's your hot dog. My heart. Let me sit down. Who's at bat?
Pee-wee Reese.
Still at bat, eh?
Yeah, but this is his third time.
Third time? What's the score?
8-8. It's the sixth inning.
Sixth inning? I was only gone 5 minutes. What happened?
Ball two.
This is too much for me. I gotta get home, Sam.
What a game. I'm near the home, boy. It's so feeling it out, Junior. Try not to give up. Snug it.
Martha, please, think of your heart. Only three more innings. I need quiet.
Peanuts, popcorn, hand grenades.
Get me some peanuts, Pop.
All right. Okay, where's my change? Oh, I dropped it. Now I gotta crawl under the seats. Here goes. What happened?
Reese walked, Robinson doubled, two guys were being three homers, the Dodgers got 8 more runs.
All this happened while I was under the seats?
Then the Giants came up.
The Giants?
By single, Lockman double.
Now, wait a minute. What's the score?
32-32.
Pitchers battle, huh? Who's up now?
Pee-wee Reese.
Must be his bat and ball. Sam, do me a favor. Take me home.
It's a tie game, the ninth inning. Come on, you... Missy!
Sam, what's the matter?
Martha's gone!
Sam, take it easy.
My Martha's lost. My Martha. We gotta find her.
Easy, Sam.
You know what this means? Martha alone among thousands of strangers? A girl who can't say no?
Sam, please, this is very serious.
No, you got to find her. You go down that way. I'll go this way.
All right, I'll go. Martha,
Rambling Rose of the Wild Wood. Martha.
No, I,
I can't make
hey,
it
Mildy,
sense.
Where were you? We missed you.
You miss me?
Sure, didn't we, Martha?
Look, Martha's back. Oh, Sam, please get me into an oxygen tent.
But it's only the 14th inning now.
14th inning?
The game's tied up 37 to 37.
Who's keeping score? Dunn and Bradstreet? Who's at bat?
Pee-wee Reese!
Ah! Silly of me to ask. Please, just let me see him hit one ball.
There's the pitch.
Foul ball!
Watch out, Pop. Duck your head!
Oh, my head! Oh. Yeah. Where am I?
Pop G, you missed all the excitement.
Excitement?
Yeah, the umpire, everybody was up here. They were trying to dig the ball out of your head.
My head. Junior, Sam, carry me home. Take me home, will you, please?
Pop, the game will be over any minute. The Giants are up.
Who's at bat?
Pee-wee Reese.
Pee-wee Reese. He's with Brooklyn.
While you were out cold, he was traded.
Sam, it's almost midnight. I gotta go home. What happened?
The game's over, Pop. Brooklyn wins.
The game's over. It's over now. I can go home.
Play ball.
What's that?
They're starting the game.
Game? What game?
Milky, didn't we tell you? It's a doubleheader.
Oh, no. I'll kill myself. Thank you. And now here's Mr. Gallup with a few well-chosen words about the best friend your car ever had.
He means, of course, your neighborhood Texaco dealer who has everything you need to keep your car at its best. Texaco Sky Chief and Fire Chief gasolines, Havilland motor oil, and longer-lasting Marfac chassis lubrication. Just look for the sign of the big red star in green tea on every national highway and many a byway from coast to coast.
Thank you, Frank. Mr. Gallup, pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, the Texas Company reminds you that the automatic buying of United States saving bonds is safe, profitable, and easy. Buy United States saving bonds regularly, ladies and gentlemen.
And join us again next Wednesday night when the Texaco Star Theater brings you the Milton Berle Show, all brought to you by your Texaco dealer, the best friend your car ever had.